Thank you, Chair. At a time when mankind is facing the deep-seated, unprecedented, and many a faceted crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, today more than ever before, we need solidarity, political will, and cooperation among countries to overcome this difficult situation together. The pandemic is revealing and exacerbating inequalities within and between countries. COVID-19 requires a commitment to the precepts of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which urges all humans to act together with others in a spirit of solidarity, and with the United Nations Declaration on the Right to Development, which stresses the need for international cooperation. Today, more than ever before, in the context of the awful COVID-19 pandemic, enjoying the right to development is vital and indispensable, taking into account the fact that the impact of the pandemic will widen the existing gap between developing and developed countries. If we add to this the adverse effects of climate change, the imposition of unilateral coercive measures by some hegemonistic countries against the peoples of the South, as well as the heavy burden involved in the external debt, we see a very disheartening picture which requires serious thought. Against this backdrop, we would echo the appeal launched by the General Assembly contained in its resolution 75/4 entitled Comprehensive and Coordinated Response to the COVID-19 Pandemic, which strongly urges that states refrain from enacting and applying unilaterally economic, financial, or trade measures which prevent the full implementation of economic and social development, particularly in developing countries. We would be very grateful if the distinguished panelists could go into greater depth on the perverse consequences of the imposition of unilateral coercive measures in developing countries, which are exacerbated in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic because of their negative impact on the enjoyment of the right to development of peoples of the South. Thank you very much.